Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management and Blackridge Asset Management LLC. Peak Broker Services LLC is not an affiliate of Independent Solutions or Financial Guys LLC.
You're listening to The Financial Guys.
We're $23 trillion in debt, honey. We don't have an extra surplus of money.
Newsflash, guys. Stop attacking businesses, because when all the businesses are gone, nobody's going to pay your salary anymore. You get that?
If the goal is to create a loser mentality, you're winning.
I'm going to build a big, beautiful wall with a big, beautiful door. Well, guess what? We have a big, beautiful door, all right. It's the wide
it's
open 90%. Southern border, right?
Yeah.
Here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
Alrighty, welcome back to a special broadcast of our podcast. So this is an off-cycle podcast for us. Today is Veterans Day, and we want to do a kind of a special event for Veterans Day. We're here at the Club 45 meeting down in Palm Beach, Florida. Palm Beach, Florida Club 45 meeting is the largest Trump support group in the country, and I thought, what a great opportunity to come down and do a quick broadcast live from this location so that we could thank our veterans. A lot of them are here, so I'm going to grab some veterans as they go by, but I wanted to, you know, Mike and I wanted, and the whole office of the Financial Guys team wanted to say, you know, thank you to all of our veterans. Thank you for what you do, both past and present. If it wasn't for you guys and girls, we wouldn't be here doing a broadcast. We wouldn't be able to, you know, spout our opinions. That's we, as everybody who listens to us on our podcast, our radio shows, know that we love. This, of course, is the show where money meets politics, and we are the Financial Guys, Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas. Normally, this podcast comes out each and every Wednesday. Tonight's a special podcast because it is Veterans Day today, and we did want to do a special broadcast from a special event. So we are here at the Club 45 meeting at the Kennel Club in Palm Beach Gardens, and we're going to be broadcasting from here until everything starts. So what's going to happen here tonight is the gates open at 6, and at 7 o'clock they will start with their presentation. I've got some audio stuff to play as well throughout the show. So all that background noise you hear, I know probably not our best quality, but there are literally hundreds and hundreds of people here. I have been to a lot of different Tea Party events. We've been to, you know, different Trump events and different conservative type of organizations and events. I have never seen something so well attended as these Club 45 meetings. And so hats off to the organizers here. I know there's a lot of them that really do a great job putting this together. And, you know, just a really wonderful event. So if you ever are down in Palm Beach Gardens and it happens to be a Monday evening, I strongly suggest you get out to one of these Club 45 meetings, because you're going to meet all kinds of patriots here, lots of veterans here, lots of wonderful people that think just like us, which is always a wonderful thing. So, again, you're listening to Financial Guys Podcast, and we're going to talk about, you know, some stories, I think, during this podcast as well. We're going to try to grab some people as they filter by here also. You know, we have you know, quite a few folks in our office, as well as our families, that are veterans. And I want to say a special thank you to all veterans, but especially to, you know, those in our immediate family. And you know, top of mind comes Jay Blanchard. You know, Jay is, you know, runs our veteran program in our office. He's, you know, former Air Force, retired Air Force, has been with the Financial Guys for many, many years. He happens to be one of our veterans in our office, but a true veteran. He's been with us for almost 15 years or so. Jay also runs our sales force and is a terrific and great patriot. Jay actually raised money, and this is part of the reason why he comes top of mind. Jay rode his bicycle from the West Coast all the way to the East Coast to raise money for veterans' widows. And I can't think of, you know, much more of a sacrifice, you know, than the military, but certainly if there is, you know, leaving your family from 45 days to raise money for a great organization, you know, raising money for widows of veterans is certainly another huge sacrifice that Jay made. So Jay Blanchard, our immediate family in our office, you know, wonderful veteran. We also have a lot of veterans in our family as well. You know, my uncle, Mike Chalace, you know, special tribute to him for his service in the Air Force, a career Air Force man, I think 20, 30 years almost in the Air Force, and traveled all over the world 2 years, every 2 years stationed somewhere else. And so hats off to him. My Uncle Phil, who recently passed away, Phil Wiggle, another Air Force veteran. So we have a couple Air Force in the office and in our family. We also have our kind of a newer member of our family in the office, Hannah. Hannah's husband is proudly currently serving in the U.S. Coast Guard stationed in Buffalo. So, you know, we thank him for his service as well. You know, the Coast Guard sometimes, you know, gets forgotten. You know, you think of the major branches of the military, Air Force, Army, Marines. But Coast Guard plays a huge role as well and a very important part of our overall defense systems, and they certainly make a lot of sacrifices too. So I'm going to be just kind of, you know, talking about some of those folks throughout today's podcast. You know, my family, in addition to just my uncles, you know, we go way, way back. My Uncle Phil and a lot of on that side of the family did a great job in doing our genealogy. And our genealogy, they took it back all the way to the 1500s. And they've actually been able to trace, you know, several family members that fought in the Civil War. I actually still have a Civil War Bible along with a Army-issued Civil War knife that was handed down and passed down to me throughout my family. I have family that actually fought in George Washington's army during the Revolutionary War. So, you know, long, proud history in our family, and you know, we're really proud to, you know, to say that, you know, that we have, you know, family that served the country. I think that's absolutely fantastic. Trying to think of other people in our office. I mean, just so many great folks that, that we know. Yes, 850. Financial guys, yes, thank you. We are... We're here actually live doing a podcast, and I've got people stopping by. So if you get a chance, listen to us on the radio as well. Thank you. So this Club 45 meeting is really amazing because there's so many people here with, you know, different, you know, representing different things, whether it be, you know, Women for Trump, you know, selling T-shirts, or, you know, folks dropping off, you know, Second Amendment. You know, that's there. Some folks focus, some are First Amendment focus, and you know, it's just a great thing to see. So many patriots here that really love their country, love their president, and you know, so many veterans here as well. But you know, I'm going to do my best to stay on focus here with the podcast because people keep coming up that want to seem to talk to me while I'm on the air, even though I have a microphone and headphones on and a microphone in front of me. It doesn't seem to phase them, so we'll do the best we can to stay focused as best we can. I'm going to play in just a second here a tribute to my daughter who did a great performance with her a cappella group recently, and I'll see if I can find that while I'm talking here. The Star Spangled Banner, and just absolutely amazing, you know, to hear. I'm so proud of my daughter in college now, you know, when she sent this to me, I was just, you know, thrilled that that she had the opportunity to do this. And I know she's going to be doing it, you know, quite a bit more in the future. So certainly a great performance that they did. Let me see if I can find it here. And I'll play this, which might give me an opportunity to actually talk to a few folks while this is going on. But let me see if I can find it here quick. And this is, let's see here. This is the Star-Spangled Banner, University of Tampa's Scarlet Fever, which is... founded by my daughter. We'll play this, and then I'm going to have another tribute at the end of this podcast. One of our fantastic listeners on WBEM, we do have some wonderful listeners, they sent us an audio tribute, which includes all the major branches, four major branches of military, you know, songs, and it's a great about five, 6 minute tribute. So I'll play that at the end of this podcast, and I think you'll appreciate that. He did a really great job, and I want to make sure that we have an opportunity to play it. We did not have an opportunity to play it on Saturday on our radio show, unfortunately. If you like what you hear, by the way, in this podcast, we do a lot of different media things. This podcast is just one of them. But we are on WBEN Radio every Saturday from 1 to 3. We've been there for 20 years. We are on WFTL in South Florida on AM 850. We've been there now for a year. We are going on to WHAM 1180 in Rochester, New York. Hopefully we'll be there for 20 years as well. So, you know, Mike and I have been doing radio and different type of media, TV shows, things like that for many, many years. But one of the best things that we get to do is come out on live on location, do some of these types of broadcasts so we can meet some of the people that, you know, think just like us, which is really, really nice. And so we're doing, again, a special broadcast today for our veterans and thank all of our veterans, both past and present. For the sacrifice that they made, you know, being away from family, potentially not coming home with missing limbs, disfigured in other ways. I mean, you're talking about literally giving up your life as the ultimate sacrifice and families that have to live with that, you know, for lost ones and loved ones. And so, you know, today is a special day, and why we have Veterans Day. And, you know, I would encourage everyone, in addition to just thanking veterans, to really, you know, lead with your actions more so than just your words. You know, they hear thank you a lot, and I'm sure they always appreciate it. I think it means a lot to them. But I think actions always mean more than words. And what I mean by that is, you know, if you can donate to their causes, whether it's Western New York Heroes, Wounded Warriors, or so many other great organizations, you know, that are veteran-based organizations, you know, let your actions speak louder than your words, and make sure that we're uplifting and supporting our veterans. You know, I think it's something like 25 or 26 veterans commit suicide every single day, and, you know, we've got to do a better job. And that's why, you know, to me, President Trump is so important, you know, as a leader for this country, and, you know, getting the VA back to where it needs to be, putting America first, honoring our veterans, honoring our military. I mean, you know, not to make this a real political podcast, but, you know, we went for 6, 7, 8 years in Iraq and Syria, you know, dithering as ISIS, you know, grew and the threat against America grew, you know, losing soldiers, losing civilians, you know, tragic. But, you know, our previous President Obama hamstrung our military, did not allow our great men and women of our armed forces to do the job that they were there to do. And unfortunately, in certain cases, when they did the job that we asked them to do and the sacrifice that we asked them to make, in some cases, when they came home after, whether it be making mistakes or perhaps, you know, misunderstandings, you know, we were, in some cases, the previous administration was all too eager, you know, to second guess them. And, you know, we just recently had President Trump intervene in a couple of cases where we were actually, you know, court-martialing and bringing some of our veterans that served in a wartime, you know, into a trial, accusing them of war crimes and things like that. And, you know, I don't think we should ever second guess. I mean, certainly, you know, we want, you know, everything to be on the up and up. But, you know, when you're in the fog of war, when things are going, you know, crazy and bullets are whizzing past your head, I can only imagine, you know, what it would have to be like. Of course, you know, I've never been there, but I can only imagine what it must be like to have to make split-second decisions. And I'm sure all those decisions aren't exactly right. But for us to second-guess that, I think it's just terrible. And, you know, it's sad that Obama did that, but I think it's a good thing that President Trump has really stepped up and protected and intervened where appropriate in some of those cases, because I think, you know, those veterans deserve better respect than in some cases we've given them for the sacrifices that they've made. So let me just go ahead and play this and give me a chance to take a breath and a drink and talk to a few folks passing by here. But this was my daughter a couple weeks ago with her a cappella group singing the Star Spangled Banner at the University of Tampa, where she is the head of Scarlet Fever. So let's see if I can get this to play. And let's see here. Oh. My daughter Lily with Scarlet Fever at University of Tampa. So proud of her abilities and her leadership putting that organization together at University of Tampa and getting some good gigs, which I think is great. So hats off and congratulations, Lily, to your success. It's going to get loud here as we go on, so we'll play some more videos and maybe try to cut this a little bit short only because we're starting to do mic tests and things like that. But again, if you're just, well, you wouldn't be just tuning in. I always remember that or forget that we're doing a podcast, not a radio show. But again, we are out for those, I guess, that maybe started in the middle. I don't know if anybody ever does that, but we are actually at the Club 45 meeting in Palm Beach Gardens at the Kennel Club here. This is the largest Trump support group in the country, and it's really amazing. There are literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people here, and I think, you know, more so tonight simply because it's Veterans Day, and I think a lot of extra folks came out that maybe normally wouldn't or would maybe skip just a normal meeting. So there's probably over 1,000 people here, and I know they have some great special guests and some great special speakers. So the actual presentation, everything, will start at about 7 o'clock, and so we'll have to cut things short when we get there. But before we do, we'll definitely play some other, video or audio pieces as well. One of which by one of our listeners on WBEN, who sent us a really, really touching tribute that I think really says it all. And you know, we're proud of the listeners that we have, and we're proud of what we've done. And you know, we really want to, again, you know, thank him for sending that to us, and wanted to make sure we got, you know, gave it some airtime for sure. In Mike's family, Mike had a couple of cousins, one of which is just finishing up his service, Major James Stamford, along with Major Larry Diddle. Those are Mike's cousins on his family. So, you know, again, you know, the military is really part of, you know, our family, our office, and, you know, we did a special veterans event this past summer, or I guess it was May. That we did in our office up in Buffalo in Spindrift. I'll bring in experts to talk about the different benefits that veterans get and some different you know, things that maybe they didn't realize that they were entitled to. And we want to make sure that, of course, our veterans are, you know, well taken care of and are getting all the benefits and, you know, all the things that they deserve. And, you know, oftentimes, you know, our government and our veterans organizations like the VA don't always do a great job in really communicating all the different things that are available. And I'll give you a specific example. In my uncle's case, who served in the Air Force, you know, towards the end of his life, he needed some, you know, some care. He needed to go to assisted living and to eventually into a nursing home. We had no idea that there was benefits as a veteran to help cover some of those expenses. And, you know, we found that out through somebody else who helped us to figure that out. But if it wasn't for those benefits, you know, he would not have been able to afford the level of care that he really needed, and it would have been a hardship on my family. Again, VA in Buffalo, wonderful, probably better than a lot of VAs in the country, but, you know, they didn't really know that he needed that kind of care, and of course, they weren't always the ones that were going to go out and broadcast it. So, you know, being able to understand and know what those benefits are, you know, are really, really important. And we're going to continue with the financial guys to do the best job that we can to do more of those types of events to make sure that, you know, our veterans know what's available to them. The next thing we're going to be launching, and this will probably be late spring, is, and I want to say a big thanks to Hannah for this, because without Hannah's human resource expertise and, you know, her husband is, you know, now in the Coast Guard, you know, it would have been a lot more difficult to put some of this stuff together. But we're putting together a hiring program, actually, for veterans, you know, career veterans that, you know, are 20, 25 years, you know, career military that are looking to retire. You know, the military has done a great job of putting all sorts of internship and, you know, other programs together to help to, you know, get our career veterans back into the civilian workforce. And we want to be a big part of that. You know, every veteran that we have, you know, on our team, whether it's Jay Blanchard or Nolan Baker and Toledo, you know, these are all unbelievable guys, top-notch guys from an ethics, morality, drive, organization. I mean, they're really, you know, is very few that are better organized and better driven, you know, goal-oriented than our veterans. And so, you know, not only is it an opportunity for us to give back and to bring some of these folks and train them in our financial industry, you know, get them up to speed, get them licensed, get them trained on, you know, how to help people retire. But it's also good for us because these are some great folks that really have an unbelievable skill set, you know, for the training and for the experiences that they went through. And so I really think it's a win-win. That'll be, you know, we're working on finishing up our training program. We have to have a program to train them, of course, and that's not quite complete yet. So that's going to be really an important mission of ours over the next, say, 30 to 60 days. We're really going to do the best we can to try to focus on getting that training program complete so that we can bring these folks on board and give them an opportunity to maybe transition careers back into something else once they're done with their military career. So, you know, I know in my uncle's case, you know, he went on to, you know, do a lot of different things after he retired from the Air Force. And, you know, he served a long, you know, 20-some-year career in the Air Force. But, you know, unfortunately, there's, you know, not the best of pensions sometimes, and with living expenses, especially healthcare rising and going, you know, higher and higher, you know, most folks have to continue to work. You know, they can't just work 20, 25 years and then simply retire. It'd be nice if they could. They should be able to honest with you. You know, sadly, those pensions should be enough, especially if you were, you know, served in a time of war and certainly in a military conflict. You should be able to come back and be taken care of for the rest of your life. Unfortunately, that is not the case. And so, you know, just about all these folks have to come back and, you know, look for something to do differently so that they have an opportunity to, you know, to cover their bills and continue to, you know, to thrive once they get back, you know, to civilian life. So we're going to do the best job that we can in playing our part to really help out with that. So, but, you know, again, yeah. So anyway, so let me play this next clip, if I could. We're about 6:40 here, real time as I'm doing this. So I've got to be conscious of the time, just to make sure that we have enough time to you know, get everything done before they start playing other things. But let me just play a little bit of this clip that that we received from one of our just terrific listeners down in Eden. So this is, you know, Bill and Eden put this together, and this is really just a wonderful tribute. Let me just play. I'll play this in two pieces. I'm going to play the first half, and then I'll go back and I'll play the second half. It is 6 minutes long, so maybe I'll play it. Maybe I'll break it down into three pieces, but. Kind of gives me an opportunity to kind of take a breath, take a drink, and say hi to some of these great folks that are filtering by. So let's see if we can't play just a little bit of this.
This is my tribute to veterans and why we celebrate Veterans Day. Dear veterans, those of us who have not served will never fully understand the sacrifices you've made, both in times of peace and of war. We will never fully understand what you were required to do or how you were able to do it. We will never fully understand the depth of your scars. But what we can offer you is this. We see you. We recognize your humanity. And we send you love that is gentle, patient, and healing. With blessings and gratitude, we ask that you remember you are loved. Thank you. There are not words big enough. There is not a hug strong enough. There is not a smile wide enough. All I can offer is thank you. You are my hero. You are in my thoughts. You are in my prayers. For all you've done, thank you. Why do we celebrate Veterans Day?
Going to pause that there, and we'll play the other half of that. We come back in just a few minutes. But Bill, thank you so much for sending that to us. Honestly, I couldn't say it any better. There are no words that can really express the gratitude that Americans have for our veteran service. You know, I think all Americans realize that we wouldn't have the lifestyle we have. We wouldn't have the freedoms we have, the liberty we have. Whether you disagree with the show, whether you, you know, are conservative, whether you're liberal, whether you're, you know, progressive or real super right wing, they're starting things up. We're gonna get things going here in just a second, but anyway, again, it's just there's no words that can really to say thank you enough. So let me play the rest of this because it looks like we're gonna get started here at the Club 45 meeting. So I'm gonna have to. Probably cut this off. I don't want to talk over them. So let me just say, on behalf of Mike Lomas, on behalf of the Financial Guys, on behalf of everyone in our office, our entire family and our entire team, all of our personal families as well, thank you from the bottoms of our hearts. We cannot thank you enough for the service and your sacrifice. Thank you to all.
November 11th is commemorated each year as Veterans Day, a celebration of the patriotism, service, and sacrifice of all those who serve or have served in the U.S. military. Those who know the meaning of the words loyalty, duty, respect, selfless service, honor, integrity, and personal courage. Those who pledge, I will always place the mission first. I will never accept defeat. I will never quit. I will never leave a fallen comrade. There is discipline in a soldier. You can see it when he walks. There is honor in a soldier. You hear it when he talks. There is courage in a soldier. You can see it in his eyes. There is loyalty in a soldier that he will not compromise. There is something in a soldier that makes him stand apart. There is strength in a soldier that beats within his heart. It is the soldier or veteran, not the preacher, who has given us freedom of religion. It is the soldier or veteran, not the reporter, who has given us freedom of the press. It is the soldier or veteran, not the poet, who has given us freedom of speech. It is the soldier or veteran, not the campus organizer, who has given us freedom to assemble. It is the soldier or veteran, not the lawyer, who has given us the right to a fair trial. It is the soldier or veteran, not the politician, who has given us the right to vote. It is the soldier or veteran who salutes the flag. It is the soldier or veteran who serves under the flag. God bless them all. When you see someone in a uniform, someone who serves us all, doing military duty, answering their country's call, take a moment to thank them for protecting what you hold dear. Tell them you are proud of them. Make it very clear. Just tap them on the shoulder, give a smile, and say, thanks for what you're doing to keep us safe in the USA. For all the brave souls, for all the missions and important goals, today is the day to remember them all, because in our hearts they still stand tall. For all the brave souls, we remember them on this Veterans Day. Veterans are brave men and women who are still alive today. We thank them for their service and the price they chose to pay. Each day we live in freedom, and our memory must not fade. The reason for this freedom comes from sacrifices made. So we celebrate our veterans on the 11th of November. We thank them for their courage and pledge always to remember. In time of need, their will is sure, American, their freedom pure. Protect our life and liberty, unselfishly they keep us free. Each soldier knows what is at stake, the risk is grave, there's no mistake. With pride they serve our country strong, they face each foe to come along. Remember them while in your home or where you choose to freely roam. Don't take for granted what you see. Some left this life so it could be. To God I urge you all to pray for soldiers brave to face each day. Thank you, veterans. God bless you. We love you.
Bill and Eden, I couldn't have said it better myself. And with that, we will wrap things up. Thank you so much, Bill and Eden, for sending that to us. On behalf of Mike Lomas, I'm Glenn Wiggle with the Financial Guys. And again, from our family to the veterans' families and all veterans, thank you so much for your service. Thank you for listening to our special Veterans Day broadcast. And if you want more information on our firm, please go to our website at thefinancialguys.com. And God bless America.